Now, if you don't know Alison Roman, you're probably going to want to. And if you do know her, you probably know her as the queen of the chocolate chip cookie. I mean, seriously, Google the recipe, bake it, live your best life. It's like she rebelled against the chocolate chip cookie and somehow made it better. But it wasn't the sweets in Alison's cookbook, Dining In, that blew our contributor Shauna Seaver away. It was her ideas for the thoroughly modern breakfast.
One of the chapters that really grabbed my eye is the one on savory breakfasts. It's really a unique collection of recipes. It's not breakfast, it's not brunch. Can you describe it for us?
Well, you know, I didn't want to just call it breakfast because, while, you know, when I think of breakfast, I think of two eggs, a side of bacon, some toast, maybe some hash browns. So I wanted to kind of draw attention to that world of you know, savory porridges and those skillet hashes that's not a shakshuka and you know, kind of introduce people to different ways to start their day. There's a salad in there. And, you know, I think that people, the way that people eat now, especially first thing in the morning, is changing a lot. And I think that when I eat at home, you know, savory granola is a big part of it. Eggs, of course, but, you know, what I do with those eggs. And I make savory porridge with Parmesan and soy and scallion. And I want that really hearty, homey savoriness first thing. And I've just never been a sweet breakfast person at all. So I wanted this to be very personal.
Well, there's so much about this chapter I want to ask you about. One of those things is the flavor combinations that you mentioned, the savory barley porridge with Parmesan and soy, which I think is such a great combination. You have cheddar and kimchi. What are some of those other flavor combinations that are really unique that we need to start incorporating into our savory breakfast routine?
Well, I think with those, you know, one thing that I think people think when they hear, oh, you're putting soy sauce in something and it must feel, you know, Asian inspired, or Parmesan, does it feel Mediterranean or Italian? But I think that really what I'm getting at is you don't need a ton of ingredients. You just need really intensely flavored ones. So the cheddar and the kimchi, that recipe is really cheddar, kimchi, and eggs pretty much. And within those three ingredients, you get something really, really special and really amazing that you wouldn't otherwise, just because those two ingredients on their own are already so powerful. And same thing with something like Parmesan and soy. You're just using them as a seasoning agent, right? Just to kind of introduce a little bit more flavor rather than just salt into your breakfast. And, you know, I don't know. I think that eating something like a bowl of chickpeas with chorizo for breakfast is a little intense sometimes, but sometimes it's exactly what you need. And, you know, while it's not a revolutionary flavor combination necessarily, I think that to think of something like that for breakfast is definitely interesting.
Well, and it's so satiating and nourishing. And I was really impressed by the fact that you do some very produce-heavy meals in this section, which we don't usually think about first thing in the morning. And you mentioned the salad earlier, and you have this great call out about the morning after breakfast salad, which is really more of a concept than a recipe. How do we do it?
Yes. Well, it can be anything you want it to be, which is the beauty of the morning after breakfast salad. And this recipe was something that I first made actually while I was visiting one of my best friends in Maine, where she lives, and we had, of course, bought too many crabs and lobsters the day before because we were so excited to eat them all. We steamed them all, and we're just, you know, looking at the bounty and thinking, okay, well, there's literally no way we are going to finish all of these. And so the next morning, I put all the leftover lobster into a salad with these really beautiful lettuces that we had gotten from this little farm down the road. It was very idyllic. I don't live my life that way all the time, and I don't expect anyone else to. But in this moment, it was really special. And, you know, of course, with all those lobsters and crabs we had the night before, there was a lot of wine. And so we were feeling a little maybe hungover, or definitely hungover. And but, you know, the idea of using up our leftovers, A, but also B, eating a bowl of really lemony, herby, leafy greens just made us feel amazing afterwards, you know. And I think that we think of a hangover breakfast or a savory breakfast in that capacity as something really fatty with, you know, cheese and sausage and eggs and lots of hot sauce. But, you know, for me, what I want to kind of correct and reverse the damage is oftentimes a bowl of really, really nice greens with lemon and olive oil and salt. It kind of resets the system. But
it's like a
tonic. Also,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that sort of evolved because I realized that, you know, anytime I go out, if I have leftovers, which I try to bring home, or if I'm cooking at home and I have leftovers, especially from a larger cut of meat or pork chops or whatever, using up any roasted vegetable along with that leftover meat in a salad is also awesome. And you don't have to heat anything up. You can kind of just fridge clean out a little bit, you know, you have a half of a fennel bulb, throw it in there. You have two rogue radishes rolling around in your crisper, like, definitely slice those up and put them in there, too. It's kind of a free form, build your own, choose your own adventure salad, really.
Well, before everyone starts thinking that this chapter is too virtuous to be fun, you also have eggs cooked in chicken fat.
Yes.
Which is pretty meta as far as breakfast goes.
Yeah, it was an accident, really. I mean, I literally had leftover chicken fat and just kept thinking of ways, how can I use this up? Because I didn't want it to go bad. And it was so delicious. It was really highly seasoned chicken fat. And I was like, is it wrong to fry an egg in this? And I did, you know, some deep diving. I thought a lot about it. I really dug deep internally, did some soul searching. You know, is this unethical in any way? But I never answered that question, but it is delicious. It is really, truly excellent.
No, it sounds genius. Well, it was great talking with you, Allison. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Allison Roman's book is Dining In, Highly Cookable Recipes. Shauna Seaver is the author of Real Sweet, and you can find Allison's recipe for baked eggs with crushed chickpeas, chorizo, and breadcrumbs on splendidtable.org. And you do not have to wait for the morning for it.